It's Luke 24:47. Yeah. If you take it with what precedes, then you have to figure out that somehow Jesus is saying, y'all, you are going to preach it. And then that you, which isn't really there, becomes the referent for the participle, because it would be you plural. Okay. So, but interestingly enough, if you take it with what follows, you have end of sentence, be preached for the forgiveness of sins to all the nations, end of sentence, then beginning from Jerusalem, you are witnesses of these things. Okay? And that actually makes a lot of sense. And grammatically, it's a little easier, right? Witnesses in two senses, right? That is, they actually saw them. So they're witnesses in that they saw them. But then also, especially witnesses in that someone who testifies, right? So a martus is someone especially who testifies, who bears witness. But these guys are witnesses also because they actually saw. So in that sense, it's important to make a distinction. It's kind of an obvious one, but only the eyewitnesses can be witnesses, right, in that sense. And that's why we depend on their testimony. And again, this is, you know, this is from Zion. Salvation goes out from Zion, right, proclaiming David's Lord. So that's a nice tie-in with Psalm 110. Verse 49. Oh, we got to hurry. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father. That would be what kind of genitive? In promise, in the noun promise, we have a verbal idea to promise. The promise of my Father would be what kind of genitive? Anybody? The Father is... He's sort of the subject of the verbal idea. He's the one who's promising. In fact, I think sometimes the English versions translate what my Father promised, which is good. I mean, it captures the sense of it. So I'm sending what my Father promised, the promise of my Father, upon you. Now, emphatic. And you, just as we had, you are witnesses of these things. Now we have, but you sit, kathisite, sit in the city, heos hu, until... and dizesta ex hypsus dynamen, until you put on power from the highest place, okay, from heaven, right? And dio in the middle can be translated, you know, it's what's used to put on clothing in an ordinary sense. I think it's normally until you are clothed with power from on high, and that's fine. We like that maybe because it's you know, a little more monergistic in English, but it doesn't have to be synergistic if you just translate you put on power.
And also in Galatians 3:27.
Yeah. Put on. Yeah, put on Christ. Exactly. Right. Yeah, it's the same, exactly the same verb. So here's the promise. It's going to happen. This is, you know, this is great text, obviously, preparation for Pentecost. And now we get to the ascension, told right away. There's no sense just reading the gospel that there's a 40-day gap here, right? You only find that out by reading Acts. So Luke is just kind of drawing things together. Verse 50, and he led them out from ex ago. He led them out, if you read exo, until to Bethany. I suppose I didn't really work too much with the textual variants, but this certainly is the harder reading, so maybe it's the one to be preferred. We have one too many prepositions in there. He led them out until to Bethany, and Epiros, this is from Epiro, and lifting up the hands of him, eulogizon autos, he blessed them. And, oh, here's Luke's construction, kai agenita plus something, right? And it came to pass that, you sort of hardly need to translate it almost, just when. And it came to pass, en to eulogein auton autus. Now here's a good example. We've got en to plus the infinitive, en to eulogein. Now we've got two accusatives, auton, autus. And one's the subject, and one's the object. And from context, it's clear enough that Jesus, auton, singular, is the guy doing the blessing, and autus, the disciples, are the ones receiving the blessing. So, and it happened while he was blessing them. En to plus infinitive is often temporal. It happened while he was blessing them. Di este, he stood through from them. He was separated from them. Kai anaferata, and he was carried up from anaphero into heaven. And if you want to be really Christomonic about it, I suppose you could take this at the middle and translate, he carried himself up, except that wouldn't be quite right. So we'll just let it be God the Father. And he was carried up into heaven. Now, this is the great thing about this text. I mean, and it's really homiletically very rich. Okay, there they are. They're all by themselves on the mountain, and Jesus is gone. How do they react? And they, worshiping him, returned into Jerusalem with great joy. See, this is what John says. I mean, Jesus in John says, it's better for you if I leave. See, because if I leave, I'll send the Holy Spirit. And somehow, for once, they got it. See, they're actually rejoicing even though they just saw him go away. See, I mean, and really it's a great text. I mean, they, in the most important sense, the first generation didn't have it as good as we have it. See, not until the Spirit was sent. See, not until that power that comes to all Christians in their baptism is given, power for faith and for bearing fruit and so forth and so on. And then verse 53, and they were through all, which apparently means continually, they were through all in the temple, eulogountes tantan, blessing God. Now, here you have to make a decision. Is this participle just part of a periphrasis? That is, you link it up with eison, and you say, they were blessing God, or do you translate, and either one would be fine, they were in the temple continually, and they were blessing God, or as they blessed God, or something like that. But again, this is sort of an on your mark, get set, see? And you could actually, I suppose, is this the Ascension Day is the 8th, and this is for, so this would be for the Sunday after Ascension. So you could actually preach it on the assumption that people might be in church two Sundays in a row. You could really preach this as the on your mark, get set, and then for Pentecost. Because that's, you know, this is probably a bad metaphor. The gun is cocked, you know. And then Pentecost is, so. Okay, that's it.